Well, it is time once again for today's Breakfast Bite, and I am joined today by Gareth Higgs. Hi, Gareth. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathan. Morning, everybody. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. It's great to see you again. And are you ready to dive into today's Breakfast Bite?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Excellent. Take us away.
Thanks a lot. So recently in our staff meeting where I work, every now and again we'll read a psalm. And we were reading a generic psalm one day together. And one line struck a number of us from this psalm, which is, it says this: seven times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. So it's Psalm 119 and verse 164 for those that care about such things. Seven times a day I praise you. And it got a couple of us thinking as to how much actually we pause and stop to pray or to praise. I mean, other religions and other kind of worldviews often have set kind of patterns when they will attend to prayer. Even in the Christian tradition, the monastics will have a set hour when they will pray. And although a number of us might kind of balk at the rigidity of that, actually there's something quite remarkable about having a reminder to pause from other activity and turn again to God. And so I've been wondering what it would look like if for ordinary people like those listening to this, like myself, we might seven times a day stop to praise God. For me, if you think of a typical 24 hours a day, if you're even very generous with the time that you might be in bed asleep, let's just say 10 hours, that leaves the remaining 14 divided by 7. This is high level maths here. That means 2. So in other words, every 2 hours of our waking day, we could stop and praise God. What might it mean if we set an alarm on our phone or a reminder on our calendar or a note on the fridge that reminded us that at certain points of the day, we were going to stop and praise God? And that doesn't necessarily mean getting out a guitar and singing a worship song. It doesn't mean doing a Gregorian chant. It doesn't mean anything really formal. But even in the midst of a class or a lecture or as we're working a manual task, just pausing and fixing our attention for a moment upon God and giving him praise and thanksgiving. The Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. And that's a great attitude to have, to be have an attitude of gratitude and gratefulness. But actually, often we need something to anchor that attitude into real practice. So I want to just challenge us every 2 hours of our waking day, seven times a day, perhaps, we might set time aside to praise and thank God. And that could be, again, for the most mundane and daily of things: breath in our lungs, a car that gets us from A to B, provision of public transport, the facility that we have to listen to this Breakfast Bite in our car or on a streaming service, light and heat where we work, food to eat, friendship. You know, the list is endless. Doesn't need to be huge, great emotional things, just the everyday things, giving praise and thanks to God, who is, of course, the source of everything good and the fountain of life. Seven times a day, I praise you, said the psalmist. I wonder whether that might be a pattern of life that we could adopt today and in the coming days.
That's really good, Gareth. And I think that's a really good thing for us to practice, to put into practice, because as humans, we are rather forgetful, aren't we? Especially when it comes to thanking God.
Yeah. And that's absolutely right. And we can take even incredible things for gratitude when we get used to them, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really good idea. Stopping every 2 hours, is it? So that's seven times a day to thank God for something.
Yeah. If you want to be more mathematical with how much you sleep and devise it slightly differently, then of course that's perfectly fine. But yeah, Basically 10 hours sleep, 14 hours awake, 14 times divided by 2 equals 7.
Yeah, I think that's a really good good habit to get into, isn't it? We can stop to thank God. And like you say, the list is endless. There are so many things that we probably take for granted, but we could actually remember to thank God for, because these things, they're all gifts from God. And it's good to stop and remind ourselves of that.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Gareth, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Cheers. Take care.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online, and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.